From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues his treatment of the Eighth Commandment, Thou Shalt Not Steal, part of a series of messages dealing with the law of God. As has been the case with all of the commandments considered so far, the prohibition against stealing is very far-reaching in its application. It covers all matters of finance and commerce between men. Its main theme is the maintaining of honor and honesty in safeguarding our rights and the rights of others. It is an emphasis found throughout the Bible, and there are certain basic principles involved, the first of which is the recognition of property rights. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. First of all, please listen to this devotional thought taken from Faith's Checkbook from the writings of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Today's devotional is called God Delights to Give. The text is found in Genesis chapter 13, verses 14 and 15. And the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, Lift up now thine eyes, and look from the place where thou art northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. A special blessing for a memorable occasion. Abram had settled a family dispute. He had said, Let there be no strife, I pray thee, between thee and me, for we be brethren. And hence he received the blessing which belongs to peacemakers. The Lord and giver of peace delights to manifest his grace to those who seek peace and pursue it. If we desire closer communion with God, we must keep closer to the ways of peace. Abram had behaved very generously to his kinsman, giving him his choice of the land. If we deny ourselves for peace's sake, the Lord will more than make it up to us. As far as the patriarch can see, he can claim, and we can do the like by faith. Abraham had to wait for the actual possession, but the Lord entailed the land upon him and his posterity. Boundless blessings belong to us by covenant gift. All things are ours. When we please the Lord, he makes us to look everywhere and see all things our own, whether things present or things to come, all are ours, and we are Christ, and Christ is God's.
Love with everlasting love, let my grace that love to know. Spirit breathing from above, thou hast taught. Yeah.
From time to time here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the LTBSradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
the simple little commandment, "Thou shalt not steal," is actually one that is very, very far-ranging in its meaning and in its application. And from all that I have said thus far, I think I can establish that the theme of the eighth commandment in the Word of God is that of maintaining honor and honesty. Notice the two words. Maintaining honor and honesty in safeguarding our own rights and the rights of others. Now, as we come to discuss that, I will set your mind at rest and say that I have only 3 points. Of course, I have about 30 points under each one of the three, but we'll not get into that at the moment. I have only 3 points. And the first is the principles the eighth commandment expounds. This is a commandment that's based on very certain scripture principles. As you read this commandment, you will discover that there are many scripture texts that shed light upon it. Let me give you a couple of examples from the New Testament. In 1 Corinthians 10, verse 24, the Apostle Paul writes, "Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth or welfare." We read tonight in Romans 13, 7, "Render therefore unto all their dues. Tribute to whom tribute, custom to whom custom." So you'll see that even the government gets in here. And we are not allowed to steal from them, as we'll see in a moment. Custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Owe no man anything but to love one another. The owe no man anything actually has nothing to do with what many people quoted in support of, the idea that it is never allowable for a Christian to borrow, whether finance or anything else. It's never allowable for a Christian to borrow. That is not what it's talking about. It is saying that we must always ensure to give to every man that which is due to that man. Owe no man anything but to love one another. Romans 12:17 sums it all up very beautifully. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. Now, these are scriptures that all begin to expound on the simple commandment, "Thou shalt not steal." And as we consider them, we will be able to lay bare some of the principles upon which the commandment is based. Let me mention four of them. First principle is the recognition of property rights. This is a commandment that recognizes that what a man justly possesses is his by divine right. The Bible does not teach a universal community of resources, goods, and property. That communistic doctrine that has found so much favor in so many church circles certainly does not have the support of God's Word. You turn to Scripture, you discover Abraham purchased ground to be his own forever. A burying ground in a strange land. He purchased it, it became his forever. When Israel were led into the promised land, the Lord allotted to each tribe its own particular property, and to each man and each family in each tribe the Lord again allotted his own particular property. In the New Testament we have that experiment in the Jerusalem church at pooling all their resources. This was a very pure form of what you may loosely call communism, not in its ideological form, but simply a band of Christians whose lives were in danger and who were so given to serve Christ that they pooled all their resources willingly, without coercion, so that each would be looked after to the fullest extent. I can't say that the experiment lasted very long, or even that in the short term it was altogether successful. But one can only admire the kind of spirit that there was. We have seen it at other times in the history of the Christian church, when groups of God's people got together and they pooled their resources for the common good. The Bible has absolutely nothing to say in condemnation of that attitude. But even at that time, you remember that Ananias and Sapphira decided that they would be liars and hypocrites and thieves. They wanted to extract from the common pool while only appearing to put their goods into it. They put a little in and they withheld as much as they could. The Lord judged them for that. But Peter said to Ananias in chapter 5, verse 4 of the book of Acts, "Why is it, that is the price of your property, why is it remained? Was it not thine own? After it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God." Why this property was yours? Didn't you have complete control of it? When you sold it, wasn't the money yours? We didn't ask you for it. We didn't force it from you. You're not being judged because you didn't join the communal pool. You're being judged because you were a liar against God and a thief of the work and house of God. That's why you're being judged. Clearly from Peter's words, a man has the right to acquire and use and dispose of his personal property as he wills, so long as he does so justly. And all Marx's denials of this not only run counter to the scriptures, but they're destructive of all human progress and human happiness. Now that's all very clear. But let me make this equally clear, that if anybody thinks that the Word of God endorses untrammeled capitalism, he should think again. I have heard preachers get up and preach the most outlandish nonsense, the most blasphemous rubbish, in support of a capitalistic system that is willing to crush everything and everybody into the dust to make money for big business. And the Bible definitely does not support it. Understand this. The Bible forbade the permanent transfer of land in Israel from one tribe to another. And just because a poor man had to sell his property, God ensured that that would not open the door for rich men to add acre upon acre to their own holding. It could only be leased until the day and year of Jubilee. I don't want to get off on a sideline, but I think that there's an awful lot of sorrow, a lot of trouble for a lot of hard working people in the farm holdings of the Western world that would have been avoided if the law of God had been a little more carefully adhered to and big business had not been permitted to gobble up the lifetime workings and the lifetime of earnings and property of decent people. But that's a sideline that I'm not getting into. The law of God also forbade an employer to refuse an advance of wages to a needy employee. And not only so, but it forbade him to take any interest from that employee on the advance. And if that were not strong enough, it forbade him to hold the pledge of that employee if that pledge, like his garment, were necessary to his personal life and comfort. It forbade him even to hold it overnight. So the Lord has no time for untrammeled capitalism. The Lord constantly affirms in Scripture that while there are property rights, the earth is the Lord's And what we own not as absolute owners, but as stewards. And we're responsible to God for every possession we have. Let's understand that. We are responsible to God for every possession we have and for how we employ the goods and the resources that He has entrusted to us. There are many who try to make people feel so guilty at their success that they owe it to society or they owe it to the poor to do this or do that. I would rather say that God's people should recognize what we have from God. It's entrusted to me as a steward of the Lord. I'm not to be a prodigal. I'm not to be a waster of what God has given. I can enjoy what God has given. That is part of the right of ownership. But I own it as a steward, and I use it as a steward who one day is going to have to render up his stewardship and give account for how he has employed the resources that God placed at his disposal. The second thing that you have here is a great principle upon which the command is based, is not only the recognition of property rights, but the recognition of personal rights. The eighth commandment outlaws all oppression, and it outlaws all extortion. Let me give you some scriptures that make that very clear. In expounding the law, in Exodus 22, verse 21, Moses says, "Thou shalt neither vex a stranger, nor oppress him, for ye were strangers in the land of Egypt." In Leviticus 25, verse 14, "If thou sell aught unto thy neighbor, or buyest aught of thy neighbor's hand, ye shall not oppress one another." Deuteronomy 24, verse 14 says, "Thou shalt not oppress an hired servant that is poor and needy, whether he be of thy brethren or of thy strangers that are in thy land within thy gates." That's a very plain statement. You shall not oppress a hired servant. You'll not oppress a man who's poor and needy, whether he's of your own people or whether he's just an indigent stranger. Now what we get into here is the whole realm of what now comes under the title of human rights. Let me make some very basic statements. Human rights are not the gift of government. Oh, it is the government's duty to protect them, because it is the government's duty as much as in it lies to conform to the law of God. But human rights are not in a government's gift. It has not the right to give or take them away. Secondly, and this is something that needs to be thundered in our fundamental churches, human rights are not the discovery of modern leftists and liberals and others who are fellow travelers of the communists. We sometimes think that human rights is the agenda of the extreme left wing. Well, if it is, of course, it is only a masquerade. Because there is nothing more destructive to human rights or human freedom than the totalitarianism of the so-called proletariat. There is nothing more destructive to rights than the tyranny of communism. But if this has become the leftist agenda, it is only because in our folly, the evangelical churches have allowed the Christian charter to be stolen from under our noses and refabricated, turned out as a work of the devil. Let's understand this when you turn to the Word of God. There is no greater enemy to oppression and extortion of the poor and the needy than the Word of God.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.